From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that Kebron Tron Lee is running in Hudson's 2nd Ward as a Democrat this year. He is talking about police reform and affordable housing. Lee said, and I quote, "Minorities are getting pushed out, and it's very important to keep native Hudson residents here, people that have been here all their lives, instead of them getting pushed out of their homes. Housing, along with gentrification, is very important in Hudson. Landlords come in and make the rent over $2,500, and if you add in an electric bill, that's another $500. How can someone afford that?" End quote. Lee is being backed by the HCHC Collective, part of the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nancy Kern is reporting in Columbia Green Media that cancel culture has come to Greenville, with one citizen, Amanda Calvo, demanding the banning of George M. Johnson's 2020 memoir, All Boys Aren't Blue, from the school library. But Calvo and Kelly Wolf said at a recent school board meeting that there were other books that needed removing from the school library. Greenville Board of Education members did not respond to their comments during the meeting. Greenville School District Superintendent Michael Bennett later said, and I quote, "The school's responsibility isn't to ban books, but to offer books. If we bring our personal opinion into book selection, we negate others. My personal opinion does not play into book education. I think the unfortunate thing is that there's much more to that book and a lot more in the setup of that passage," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.